Welcome to Planet Dance on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host. Welcome to Planet Dance on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, Shane Sparks, where entertainment lives. Hear all the info on how the dance world works. Welcome to part one of Dance World Driven. Find out what choreographers are hot, who's not, the up-and-coming, and new dance movies. Shane has exclusive interviews with choreographers and dancers you see dancing with: Justin Bieber, Usher, Rihanna, Chris Brown, Katy Perry, and many, many more. Learn the stories of how they went from dancers to superstars. And now, here's your host, world-famous hip-hop dance choreographer, Shane Sparks.
Yo, get it. Your boy Shane Sparks. Hot day in California. It's so hot outside, I'm not going outside no more. I've been up since about 8 o'clock this morning. I've been up with the Wake Up Crew. I think y'all remember I had the Wake Up Crew on here last week. And we were talking about a project that we were working on. And we actually started filming it this morning. So like 8 this morning, we was over at the park in North Hollywood. We was over at Fashion Square Mall. We was over at the bus station. And it's so crazy because they put like about 100 bags of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches together. And they write, you know, Wake Up Company, Wake Up Crew on the bag. And then they give it out. But it's so funny. What's funny is they're giving the food out to the homeless, and the homeless are like, nah, I don't want that. You got any chicken? And I was like, are you got to be kidding me? So out of like 20 people trying to give bags to them, 15 of them was like, nah, I'm sorry. I'm like, you got any juice? You got any what? I was like, oh, my God. Like, when did the homeless get picky? But other than that, we had a ball, man. It was crazy. Everybody came out. We had some wardrobe changes, and the whole concept is just about how girls, you know, at a young age, they go around and they want to buy jewelry, they want to buy purses, and everything is so expensive, and they get all cute. They go to the mall, they spend all this money on unnecessary stuff, and that money that they got, that they're spending, they can be doing something else with it. And I'm not against, you know, looking nice and buying nice things. It's not that. It's just that sometimes take $20, $50 here and do something nice to help somebody. So that's the scene that we shot today with the girls walking into the mall, shopping, buying stuff, coming out with a whole bunch of bags. And then we had the paparazzi outside shooting them, taking pictures of them. Like, yo, spending all this money, how's life going? Life must be treating y'all really well. But then on the flip side of that, which we're going to take tomorrow, is that same paparazzi is going to be, we're going to be filming him as a homeless person, and then we're going to be filming those girls, like, going to a dream, and basically the girls that go into a dream, they're going to see what it's like to be homeless, and then they're going to take their bags that they bought when they was at Macy's and all this stuff, and instead of filling up those bags with clothes, they're going to be filling them up with food that they can give out to the homeless, and instead of buying a Prada bag, they're going to buy a recycle bag, and it's crazy, man. It makes more sense when I see it, but I need y'all to check it out and stay up on it, because it's going to be a nice little event. We're going to post it in a couple weeks, and tell me what y'all think, you know, just trying to change the world one day at a time, you know. Shane Sparks, I hope y'all ready for this. This is Shane Sparks, Planet Dance. Been doing this for a few months now. I'm loving the show, getting a lot of views, getting a lot of great feedback, getting a lot of artists coming through, pretty hot songs, and I got a lot of requests from my girl Alizé. She's going to be coming in a couple months, and she's getting this package together, and hopefully we can get that girl a deal. And if anybody out there know any record labels that's looking for a hot artist, her name is Alizé, and she got this song that's called Code Red. It's like, it's actually one of my favorite songs right now. So I usually play it on here. And if y'all feeling me, let me know. When she get here, I need y'all to throw her some love, because she's coming all the way from Houston to represent. So get it. Code Red. Alizé. Get it.
We have a code red. You can say what you want, I grind all day. Better give me that name, not a boy I can pay. Don't take that eye candy away. Not a fake or a flake, gonna keep him wide awake. Say, ah, ah, ah.
We have a code red.
Say you want it, tell it, you can make it extra hot.
Now you got me open, 'cause you can keep my
and in my eyes you get lost. At the cops of love, of course, guaranteed approval, no return of reward. Green don't stand a chance, and the yellow almost late. But give me that red, and he will never go out late. It's like we faded in the moonlight of candle. If I had one wish, it would be a co-red.
Yo, 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 that's my girl, Alizé, doing what she do. If you're feeling that song, y'all need to call in and let her know because she's definitely somebody to reckon with. And speaking of artists right now, I got a girl by the name of Jalissa Lynn. If you don't know who Jalissa Lynn is, you're about to know. This female is hot. She's acting, singing, she's dancing, she's doing her thing. She's going to be calling in today. And if you've been watching, following her on Twitter, yo, you know what she's about. She's hot. So make sure y'all tune in and make sure y'all call in because I know some of y'all fools want to talk to her. And if you don't know who she is, yo, go check her out. She's on Twitter, at Jalissa Lynn. Get her. And if you don't know who we are, this is Shane Sparks, Planet Dance. You can hit us up at Eric Zuley, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. You can hit up at WTV Networks, at Blog Talk Radio, at Easy Way Broadcast. Hit us up on Facebook, Easy Way Broadcasting. And you know me, Shane Sparks. We doing it big. You know, Blog Talk Radio has hooked us up and given us this platform to do what we do, and I'm taking advantage of it. The internet is the coldest thing on earth. So check it out. Make sure y'all checking out the radio station today, Planet Dance. Jalissa Lynn's going to be in here talking about her new movie she got coming out. She got a new single coming out, already going down. It's hot, and if you don't know, Shane Sparks, yours truly, doing choreography with her for her new video. We got my boy Nolan. Nolan's the boy. We're collaborating on this hot video, and it's going to be sick, it's going to be sexy, and yeah, we just need y'all to, you know, support your girl. If you know what I'm talking about, if you're in Hollywood, you enjoy this beautiful day, you're very lucky because Hollywood is the coldest place to be right about now, and whatever you're doing today, I don't care what you're doing later on today, but at 5 o'clock, y'all need to be down at the convention center. My girl, yours truly, you know, Eva Universe, is going to be performing at the World of Dance Tour. All the hottest dancers in the world going to be there. Les Twins. I'm not sure if Les Twins is going to be there, but this is a big event this today because it's the first show that launches off in Los Angeles. So Jabberwockies, Les Twins, Quest Crew, like everybody should be down there doing their thing. All the winners from the TV shows, all the dancers from any dance show that's been in L.A. probably going to be down there. We're heading down there about 3:45, 4 o'clock. Eva's going to be performing, doing her new single. We've been playing it all day long, or all week long, so I hope y'all paying attention because y'all need to be there. And dancers, if y'all listening, you better support because this is for you. This is only for you. I got so many things going on right now, and I'm going to keep talking about them every week because I need to keep y'all ear fresh. I need to keep my ear to the ground. I need to keep y'all ear to the ground because I need to keep y'all sharp because this dance world is getting bigger. Every single day I learn something more about what's going on in this dance world that the average dancer don't know about. I had a boy come all the way down here from, I think he was coming from England or something like that. He did this interview with me for World of Dance. And I'm going to tell you something, man. We're doing this interview. The stuff that I was saying to him, the knowledge that I was giving to him about my career, about what's going on in the dance world, what I went through, he said, Shane, this is one of the best interviews I've ever had in my life, and you're bringing tears to my eyes because your fight and your struggle is exactly the same way I feel. He said, I'm going to use your segment differently. I'm going to edit it differently. I'm going to post differently. So be ready for this. But it's going to be something that's going to change the game because I have so much to say, and I can only say so much, you know, in the middle of an interview or even when I'm on the radio, you know, I'm limited because I'm on a time limit. I can't wait till I can express myself and just give so much more to y'all. And it's just like, it's worldwide. It's like one link, one day podcast. I'm sitting there talking for like 3 hours and everybody's listening. And I'm not saying that I know everything, but I know a lot. And I've changed a lot of people's lives with what I have to say and what I've been through. So, you know, I just like to share that. That's just me. And speaking of music, I got my girls, the Dolls. If you don't know, they performing tomorrow. I'm going to have more information on that, and I will be tweeting it. But they performing tomorrow, and they got this song that they got called Copper Sway. If you've seen them perform, they ripped that song. But they just got a dubstep version of it that my boy Nestor did that's out of here. It's out of here. And I'll choreograph the breakdown. So they got this dubstep breakdown that they're doing. So picture female Jabberwockies like smashing some dubstep choreography, looking like robots. From a girl point of view, it's crazy. So we was rehearsing all night last night, trying to make it hot. We got a couple more days on it. We're going to make it sick. And once we release it, then, you know, y'all get to see what I'm talking about. And by the way, the Dolls got a new website. You know what I mean? I'm putting all this information up soon, so I need y'all to check it out. But I think the website is thedolls.com. But if I'm wrong, I'm going to put it up, so y'all need to go check that out. But it's too much information going on for me, and it's hard for me to keep up with everything. You know what I'm saying? Yo, I'm going to this next song because I got to take care of some business. This is your boy Shane Sparks doing his thing. This is your boy straight out of Houston, another dude out of Houston, Trey Bugs, Twitter Love. If you know what Twitter Love is about, yo, put your hands together.
Hey, girl, you looking like you want to send them tweets tonight.
Hey, girl.
That's cool with me, girl. Just make sure you mention me tonight. As soon as we got alone, girl, you started reaching for your phone. And I knew that there was only one thing you'd be doing. I'm looking for my Twitter lover. You can be my Twitter lover. Girl, you gotta follow me. Follow me. Follow me. Follow me. And we can
favorite songs, but if it's hot, it's hot. So, you know, I gotta keep it. Yo, check this out. I'm waiting on my girl Jalissa to call in. She just texted me and said she's about to call in. She's actually finishing up a few things that she's got to do today because she's got photo shoots and recording and she got all this crazy stuff. And that's how it is when you're doing it in the business and you're doing good. I want to tell y'all something about what happened to me the other day. I'm at the MTV gifting up in Hollywood Hills. And, you know, it's crazy because when you go to a gifting, everybody knows when you go to a gifting, you go there and you get gifts and you get free stuff. So the first thing you do when you walk in, they give you a bag and you go through the companies and everybody trying to give you free stuff so you can wear on the red carpet or wear in your TV show or movie or whatever. So I'm like, all right, cool, this is going to be dope, you know. We get there and they got gear. I mean, they got boots and glasses and jewelry and all kind of stuff. I'm like, oh, my God, this is probably one of the best gifts I went to. Every table I went to, they tried to sell me something. I was like, I felt stupid because I was like, I was staring at them, and I was like, oh, that's dope right there. Let me see that. And usually when you say that's dope, they're like, all right, I'm going to put this in the bag for you. He was like, oh, okay, yeah, yeah, thanks, man, appreciate that. I was like, then I was like, I tried to be sick. I was like, so what I got to do to get that? He was like, well, you can go to our website, and we could, and since today is a special day, we can give you 20% off. Well, how much are those boots? They're $230. I didn't come here to spend no money. I came here to get some free stuff. And I hate to say it like that, but I'm telling you, everybody that go to gifting, that's why you go. It's fun to go and all that good stuff, but the main thing, you go there to get free stuff and new stuff and see what's hot. And you know what I mean? And that's why you go, you know. Every table, and it was only one dude, he gave me some dope stuff. He gave me this T-shirt that I love. I'm actually going to wear it today at the World of Dance, so I'm excited about that. But it was crazy, man. I'm just looking, I'm like, this is not a gifting. This is basically a sales pitch. They trying to put their stuff online. I mean, they put their stuff right here so we can see it and then buy it from them. I could do that at a store, man. So it's all good. But, yo, I think my girl just called in. Yo, check it out. Jalissa, man, let me see if she's on the line. Let me see. Yo, welcome to Planet Dance. Who is this?
It's Sorsa.
There she go, finally. What's up, baby? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. All right, I'm going to get right into it because a lot of people are trying to figure out who is Jalissa Lynn. I want to know more about Jalissa Lynn. Tell me, where you from, why you out in L.A., and what you up to?
Well, I'm originally from Rochester, New York. I modeled out there for a couple of years. I moved out here in 2009, and I got signed with 90210 Talent, and I've just been working ever since. Modeling was kind of my foot in the door, and now I've ventured off into acting, and I have a song coming out. So I'm just, you know, dabbling my foot in every aspect of the entertainment right now, trying to, you know, make it to the top like we all are. So.
Okay, and listen to this, because every time I tell somebody I'm working with Jalissa, and I was like, yo, I'm working on her video, they were like, she sing? What is the name of that song you got? Who wrote it, and what's the next step with it?
Well, the song is called Already Going Down. It was produced by C-Ball, and he's worked with Baby Bash and Snoop Dogg, and he has a song coming out with actually Lil Wayne and Mystical soon, so he has some nice credits. He actually wrote it, and then I went in and co-wrote it with one of my friends, Stylistic Jones, so he's actually my stylist, baby father, so it works, you know, it's all in the same
right,
you know,
right.
And so now, you know, so now the song's going into the soundtrack of a movie I have coming out this year, and you know, it's going to be on the new at FM and iTunes and all that, so we'll see what happens with it.
Sick, look at you. Okay, now can we tell people a story how we met?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, check this out, yeah. I'm in Hollywood, North Hollywood or whatever, and I'm coming from my boy's studio, and I'm coming down the steps, and I walk upstairs, and I see this girl, and if you know who Jalissa is, if you've seen her picture, she's crazy hot, okay? So I'm looking at her, I'm like, what the? And she's in this little car, you know, and she just came to L.A. I think she said she'd been here like 2 to 3 weeks at the most. And her, I don't know, Chubb, was your car broke down? Was it, what happened?
Somebody had hit me. So I was there waiting to get an estimate from the insurance people, and I was actually visiting a girlfriend in North Hollywood.
Right.
I was thinking, like, out in Pasadena somewhere. So it was, yeah, my second week in L.A. I had already got my phone ran over, my car smashed. Like, it was just ridiculous. And then was blessed to meet you. So it was great.
It was dope. And we talked for a minute. I was like, you need me help? You need me to take you somewhere? She was so nice.
Right.
She was like, no, I'm okay. It's all good. So we exchanged numbers, and it was like, if something's supposed to happen with us, it'll happen. So now this has been, what, 3 years later?
Yeah, almost, yeah, three years.
Crazy.
June will be 4 years that I've lived here.
Oh,
so.
My God. So,
right.
I live in Studio City, so I'm at Ralph's the other night, and I see her, and I'm like, wait a minute. I think I know this girl, and I don't want to come up corny because, you know how it is. So I asked her, girl, I was like, is that Jalissa? She was like, yep, that's Jalissa. I was like, Jalissa. She was like, what, Shane? I was like, yeah. I was like, dope. They remember me, man. So that's what's up. And you know what? I'm going to tell you this. One of the things I respect about you the most is the way you are, the way you look. People will automatically judge you. But once they get to know you, you're just one of the sweetest girls I've ever met out here. And you keep it real. And after knowing me for 3 years and never talking to me except for on the phone a couple of times and still acknowledging me and just being cool in the process of doing movies, in the process of doing records, and I see you on magazines, you know, all that stuff, you haven't changed one bit. So if you keep that, you're going to go very, very far. And I want to be the first person to say, I met her when she first got here, and she's the same person that she was when she got here. So it's all good.
I appreciate that, absolutely. I haven't been tainted by the Hollywood yet.
Hey,
so.
Please, though, yeah. Yeah, so they can change you, man. It's so easy.
Yeah, they will suck you in and chew you up and spit you back out. That's
all right,
what
baby,
they call it.
This is what I want you to do. I want you to tell everybody what your Twitter is, your Facebook, your Instagram, so they can keep up with you.
Absolutely. Everything's under Jalissa Lynn, and I have a slogan. It's Jill is a Lynn is how you spell it. So it's just Jill, JILLISALYNN. And everything's under JalissaLynn.com, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that fun stuff. So stay
That's
tuned.
That's beautiful. That's what's up. All right, so hopefully the next time I talk to you, the single will be out, your movie will be out, and we can talk about the success of that because you're a hot girl and you're very talented and you got a lot of great things in front of you. So I'm glad
Absolutely.
I know you.
I'm very excited to shoot this video 12 days. I'm on the countdown right now. So.
Oh, yeah. And shout out to Nolan. You know, he's doing choreography with me on the video and making it hot.
Yes,
so
Nolan Padilla, thank you, Nolan and Stan. You guys are doing awesome, and all the dancers get it, and Vanna and Julia. I appreciate everyone so much. I'm excited, so.
Yeah, that's love. All right, Jalissa, I'm going to let you go because I know you got a busy day. I appreciate you coming out today and talking and sharing your future with us, and I'll talk
Absolutely.
To you very soon, okay?
Thank you so much. You guys have a great day. Bye.
All right, Jalissa, have a good one.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
You too, babe.
Shane Sparks, Planet Dance, that was your girl, Jalissa Lynn. You heard the Twitter. You heard the Instagram. Make sure you go and check it out because she's going to be hot. She's going to be big. So watch this. Y'all will go check her out. Boy, dudes will be calling me. Why? They were like, oh, now I get it. Okay. So, y'all, I appreciate y'all checking me out. I got another call on the line. Let me see what they're talking about right now. 347. Let me see who this is. Yo, it's your boy Shane Sparks, Planet Dance. Welcome. Who's this?
It's your number one caller. Hi.
Is this Victoria?
Yes, it is.
Victoria.
All right, turn your TV down so I can hear you.
Oh, gosh. This happens every time I call you.
I know. You would think you would know by now. Let me turn the radio down. Let me turn the TV down. Let me go in another room by myself.
All right. So I wanted to keep you updated on what's going on with me. Basically, you told me, 2 weeks ago that I called you, you said perfect my craft.
Yep.
And so that is what I'm doing. I am going to go to school for acting. I'm going to Marymount, Manhattan. It's in Manhattan for acting. I'm going to do acting there. And I am actually with a crew now. Yay!
A dance crew? Wait, a
yes,
dance crew? What's the name of the crew?
Yeah, in the Bronx.
What's the name of the crew?
They said that they didn't make up a name yet. They're still trying to figure out a name. But they're crazy,
okay,
man. They're crazy.
That's what's up.
I'm learning breaking and tutting right now.
Wow. She said, I'm learning breaking and tutting. That's
yep.
What's up. All right, well, do me a favor. Keep me updated with that. Put some videos online so I can see it, okay? Because I'm looking forward to seeing the progression of your life and your career, okay?
Okay, and I'm very upset because the world of dance is all the way in L.A. and I can't even be Quest Crew.
Hey, it's going to be in New York soon, so just make sure you stay alert and keep your radio on and, you know, and stay tuned with me because I'm going to be giving you updated information on that, okay?
Okay.
So make sure
are
you
going to be
there
too?
No, I'm going to be hopefully I'll be there in New York. That'll be dope. That will be dope, you know? So, yeah. But, hey, I'm going to let you get out of here. I'm glad you called in. Keep
Bye.
Up the great success. Keep your head focused, and I'll talk to you next week, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Talk to you later, Victoria. Yo, it's your boy, Shane Sparks, trying to dance, getting it in. I'll see you later, little man. Talk it out through the conversation. Bye, okay.
Bye.
I know. Got you. Out of here.
I love you, Shane.
Right, yo, I love you, too. Out of here. Yo, it's your boy, Shane Sparks, trying to dance. Yo, Eric Julie, if you're in the building, let me hear you say something, because I heard you got some good news for me. You know, we always got to do, I always got to bring you in so you can update me. Yo, Eric Julie, calling Eric Julie. This is Shane Sparks calling Eric Julie on Planet Dance. If you're in the building, let me hear that intro that you always use when you come in on my show. Eric Julie calling you. I guess he's not there. That's all right. Yo, so this is Shane Sparks. If you're going down to the convention center today for the World of Dance, I'll see y'all down there. I'm going to be signing out in a second. I want to tell y'all something real quick. If you're a dancer, you know who Boogaloo Shrimp is. Boogaloo Shrimp was in the movie Breakin'. Breakin' is the movie that got me out here. Poppin' Taco, copied every movie he ever did. Let me tell you this. They're doing a documentary. When I was at the MTV Movie Awards gifting, I met this guy. I can't think of his name right now. I hate when I forget his name. But he showed me a sneak peek at the documentary for Boogaloo Shrimp. It's out of here. It's ridiculous. He said he got interviews with Poppin' Taco, Poppin' Pete. He got interviews with all the people who taught Michael to dance, all the people that was around back in the early 70s and 80s, all talking on Boogaloo Shrimp's behalf and footage that you've never seen. You want to know something that's crazy? When he was in the movie Breakin', oh, God, he coming in right now. In the movie Breakin', hold on. I guess he just go come here like that. Go come here like that. Easy, if you're there, come on in. But yeah, let me finish this conversation real quick. They doing this documentary on Boogaloo Shrimp, and he was telling me that Boogaloo Shrimp doing that scene in the movie Breakin' with the broom. Do you know you got to call him personally and ask him to do that? If you want to do that in the movie, if you want to do it in a TV show, when Usher did it on the awards show, he had to personally call it Boogaloo Shrimp because that's his move, that's his choreography, and can't nobody do it unless they call him. How crazy is that? That's where choreography needs to go. You do a move that I created on anything, you have to call me and get permission. You have to pay me for it. That's what's up. That's what creativity is about. Everybody else got to get copyrights on everything. How come we can't copyright dancing? Yo, let's get it. But y'all look forward to that because they're going to be interviewing me soon for that, and it's going to be a big event because Boogaloo Shrimp, Papa Taco, all those fools are the beginning for me. They're the beginning, so I would love to see their backstory. Yo, E. Now you can come in. Doing it the easy way. Hey.
Are you making fun of my intro, Shane?
No, your intro is dope, but you was coming in while I was talking, fool. Hey, E, what's good?
Man, I just fell in love with your guest. Tell her to follow me. I'm following her right now, and I looked at her on Twitter, and oh my God, she's like another Jennifer Irene Gonzalez. We gotta get those two together. You got the most beautiful Asian in the planet, and then the most beautiful Caucasian in the planet. Put the two Asians
it's
together.
Crazy, man. That's his life, man. You do good work, good people like that come into your life, beautiful or not, you know what I mean? And she's hot. I love her personality. You heard her talk. She's just like that in person, man. Sweetest girl, but she looks like a movie star. So that's what's up. So I just want to introduce her to the world.
It's always best to find, girls can be really beautiful, but if their personality doesn't match that, the looks, it's not the same. And that's what I loved about Jennifer. The personalities. I mean, they're just really sweet, uncorrupted, untainted girls. You can hear that in her personality. So you got a good guest there, sir. And
exactly.
Hey, I gotta tell you too, man. Like your show. Like this was. I'm helping my dad move some stuff or whatever. But I got my laptop blasting, and I'm listening to the show back and forth. And your show is a lot better now, and I hope your audience agrees because you're, like, talking about certain stories, and it's like you're painting a picture on the way Planet Dance really rolls. So I got to give you props, man. This show's been fun to just listen to, and so we do it. But there's a lot of cool things, man. You know us. We're always moving and grooving and always doing new things. We just popped on. We may be bringing on a friend of ours. Actually, my next week's show, I'm bringing on a friend of mine who actually is in charge of the Grammys. She's the top voting person for the Grammys, the Soul Train Music Awards, the BETs, the everything in music, and she's going to be talking about all the do's and don'ts of music. But she may actually be doing a column on WTV Networks coming up and her story, her life story. So we're getting all the power players. And if you listen to my show previously, we and you're going to be a big part of this. You don't even know about it, but I'm actually working with a new social network that literally helps you become famous. It's called the motto is get connected, get discovered, get famous. And we're gonna have the Hollywood It guy bring some resources and stuff. And I've been talking to the owners. We got a big meeting set up tomorrow, and I'm bringing in all the power players, all the people we know, like Mr. Shane Sparks, to come in and you know, all the people. You know, you're gonna be one of the leading faces probably for the dance world, as we've been kind of discussing. And I'm not really saying the name. I'm letting it build up. I want people to be like, what the hell? What is this new famous social network Easy's talking about? It'll come
right,
out
right.
When it's time. But trust me, Facebook and Twitter better watch out, because this is going to give them a run for their money.
Yo, that's what's up. We're bringing it to you first here on Planet Dance, Easy Way doing it. So is anything else going on this year that we need to prepare people about? Anything you got going on coming out that we need to see?
People can just follow the wonderful Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, or Eric Zulli fans, the Instagram. Everything's Eric Zulli if they want to know more. I don't want to take up much of your time, man. This is your show, hot show. I'm listening. Easy Way supports it 100%. We're keeping it moving. It's powered by WTV Networks. We in. So bam. Yeah.
You stupid. All good. That's my boy Easy doing it the Easy Way. Yo, make sure y'all check him out. He is the man. Yo, I'm going to get out of here real quick, but I want to hit y'all with some goodies, because this is another hot song.
Broadcasting with your host, Shane Sparks.
You know I meant to play the outro. Y'all know I meant to play the outro, right? That's how stupid I am sometimes.
Finally,
that's
we
all right,
have a
though.
Radio show dedicated to the dance world. Thank you, Shane.
Yo, thank you for everybody calling in to listen. I love you. Thank you for calling in. I see you soon. Let's go.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Shane Sparks. You're listening to Planet Dance on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Network. If you got something on your mind about this dance world, call me 914-338-1303. And remember, be patient with your patience. And if you didn't know, I am a featured host on Blog Talk Radio. This is about to be the biggest show ever, so make sure you support Shane Sparks, Planet Dance, and I'm out.